You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
My name is Rocker here in the studio with Jane.
That's right.
Over in the control room. And we are also here with George Chaconis from Mad City Party Bus and Mad City Limo. And let's take a ride on the Mad City Party Bus. Founded in 2006, Mad City Limo has provided transportation services for events as small as a special date night or big night out on the town. Mad City Limo has a diverse fleet of vehicles. And here to talk about his Madison-based company is local entrepreneur George Chaconis. George, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hey, did you leave a bus full of people parked out on the curb?
I was thinking about we're always around this area.
Are they out there with a barrel right now partying, man? You know, George, before we hear about your amazing limo service, tell us a little about yourself. What's your backstory?
Well, I came up here in 1988 to go to college, play a little ball in Wisconsin. Remember, we do have a football team here. And
I played there. Where from? Chicago,
suburbs.
Oh, what suburb?
Niles area, right by O'Hare over there.
All my family's in Glenview and Skokie.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I fell in love with the summers. Got a little job after I graduated. I'm like, well, why am I rushing to move back when this is just a great place to be in the summer? And, you know, live music all the time, mm-hmm. the union, and then the lake's warm enough to go swimming because people just bolt in May and leave. And I'm like, well, this is a great place. I got an apartment, got a job, bartending, and I just had a fun time. And that's what made me stay. This is a great place.
And then and then at some point you decided to become an entrepreneur. What inspired you to start Mad City Limo and Mad City Party Bus?
Friends just couldn't find transportation to party. Simple as that. So one thing we learned in Wisconsin, people love to drink.
Yeah.
And they want to play, listen to music. So, wow, let's have a fun vehicle that has it. Now, back when I first started, the philosophy was, well, sports is big. So let's put a bus like a satellite TV. beer, kegerator, refrigerator. Yeah. So that was thrown in. And then, of course, the stripper pole, right? So the three big, most popular things that everyone just loved. And then everyone started booking this little bus that my friend put together for me because I had this little idea.
How many people on that one?
Only like 14.
Only 14.
And then some guy comes up to me. Yeah. Some guy comes up to me and says, oh, can we use your bus for a wedding? I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about it. I just thought of friends and partying and getting, make a few bucks and I drive and it's all great. And then I'm like, well, maybe I can get a bigger bus and do like weddings. And that's when I got a bigger bus and started doing weddings.
So you're the original driver, right?
Original driver, correct.
How many drivers do you have now?
We got about 10, five full-timers, five part-timers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's baseball season again. What do you have going on with Brewers games? I imagine people want to go to the Brewers, but they don't want to drive home.
Correct. So what we love in Wisconsin, when your sports teams are successful, your Packers, Brewers, and Bucks, everyone wants to go. Brewers are an amazing team this year, and we love the new stadium because there's a roof on it, so there'll never be a rainout. Uh-huh. So the game will always be played. Mm-hmm. So when we do the hour and a half drive for Madison, we're going to park. Maybe it's raining, but they're going to go inside the stadium. But people just want to take a group, corporate stuff during the week, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. We'll go into the bus parking. They'll do some light tailgating, watch all the shenanigans, especially when Cub fans come up when they play the Cubs. It's just a crazy parking lot experience.
Hey, and then, hey, goodbye.
Right. So it's the shenanigans in the parking lot. Then they go to the game and they basically try to walk out back to the bus after the game.
What's it like with these guys on the way home?
It's mixed. The good thing about a big, like our 20 passenger party bus, and when everyone's walking over, then there's like one or two people they're looking for, they can't find, and cell phones, and oh my God, so-and-so's on the other side of the stadium. They don't remember where the bus was, and like, all right, we'll swing around and get them. So that's typical. We understand what's going to happen.
When alcohol's involved, I'm standing in front of a car.
That happens a lot at these big games. Even their friends are like trying to find them and coordinate them, and it's like, oh my God, let me just go and get them. The buses, we're all waiting for you. So that happens a lot.
Prom, graduation, weddings. I'm seeing a pattern here. Starting young, keeping these customers all the way through their life cycle. Tell us about your services.
So yeah, prom season's kicking off in middle of April. We get calls on Saturdays for the stretch limo that holds 8 passengers. They love that. Kids want to go out, go to dinner, hang out in the window, take pictures at the Capitol, the Union, up there in Monona Terrace, and then go drop them off at their high school for the dance. And then their parents kind of get them home after that.
Yeah.
So it's like a 4-hour, usually people book from like 4 to 8 or 3 to 7. And it's fun. They pick a dinner place or they get in the party bus. Now you have like groups of like, couples, 12 couples and our 24 passengers. Same thing. We're just going to drive around. They're going to listen to their music, have a good time. The drivers will go deaf. After we're done, the music is so loud. Yeah, it is crazy loud. And that's why I'm getting old now. I can tell I'm getting old. The music's getting too loud.
That is the statement, isn't it? How many vehicles do you have? You have a big fleet.
Yeah, we've grown. So we got 4 party buses from a 16 passenger to a 26 passenger. And by the way, people out there, they don't make like 40 passenger party buses. Everyone's like, oh, can we get a bus? Usually 25, 26 are the largest with the limo style seating. After that, it's going to be, it's going to be forward facing seating. So then we got those big shuttle buses for wedding guests up to like 36, 38 people. And then smaller SUVs and stuff. So we try to accommodate everyone we can get.
I like the stretches. They're my favorite.
It's old school. People still like them. Proms go crazy for them still.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fun. We have to ask you if you have a story about famous comedians in limos.
Right. So we do car service. And actually, we do a lot of car service for the comedy club below with the comedians.
Yeah.
They come in every week flying, and then we take them back. So a few years ago, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
Was in town. Okay. It was the most unique thing that we had to provide because this was weird. So the writer, in their contract, what was it? The legendary Van Halen, no brown M&Ms.
Yeah,
green. Green M&Ms.
It was brown.
Brown, okay.
Oh, it was brown?
Yeah, that was for safety reasons.
Yeah, she's a trivia pro.
Okay. So Dave Chappelle had to be able to smoke in the hotel at the Edgewater, in the venue at the Orpheum, and in our vehicles. No one's ever done it. But by the way, back in the day, everyone was smoking left to right, but not anymore. You can't smoke anywhere. So the fire marshal provide something for them. He had a whole floor at the Edgewater. And then I said to myself, okay, so
a
full floor because
just
he has
so
smoke.
Wow.
Right. And then we had to decide, okay, so if he smokes, people are going to get upset. They smell smoke. But I'm like, okay, it's a 5-minute ride from the Edgewater to the back of the Orpheum. Right. Actually, we're kind of above it almost right here.
Yeah.
So how bad is it going to be? So we had him for 3 nights in a row. So the first 2 nights after the concert, he just went out crazy in town and we drove him around, picked up some friends and brought him back.
Does that have quotes around it?
Yeah, quotes. So the last night of Sunday, I drove. So I parked down at the Edgewater. I'm like, okay, they said Dave will come from the other side, from the old part of the Edgewater. Then all of a sudden it's dark and I see this guy walking towards me in these gray sweats with one pant leg rolled up. And I'm like, oh, that's Dave Chappelle. Just in these gray sweats. And I'm like, well, he's got wardrobe and he's going to change. No, that was his outfit he wore on stage, was the gray sweats with his one leg rolled up. That was it. It's like, well, is he going to put down the leg that's rolled up? That's his thing. He just does whatever he wants to do. Then he put like $200 right in my shirt pocket. And
wow.
I stayed right behind the Orpheum, watched the show, and he got back and went out and partied. And just amazing guy. Really nice guy. Smoking maybe 3 or 4 puffs and he's dropped off. So that wasn't an issue. He smoked every second of that concert. He was just puffing it up.
Oh, wow. Like Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay. He was just a big smoker. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Not anymore, huh?
Not anymore, probably. Yeah.
Those were the days. Well, how do we find out more about Mad City Limo and the Mad City Party Bus?
So our website, of course, is madcitypartybus.com for all the fun, crazy stuff, bachelor parties. Now, when I started Mad City Party Bus 20 years ago, I was... a lot of corporate people stayed away from us because the word party bus. So I just came up with Mad City Limo. Yeah. They didn't want to associate with the party bus, do their corporate events and their clients. So then I just put together Mad City Limo. It was more corporate friendly, set up in your face partying. It's like, okay, we can take your client from the airport and stuff. So madcitylimo.com is, more of our corporate service, car service, shuttling around airports and whatever you need. And the madcitypartybus.com is more of the fun, wild.
Are you trying to tell me that the corporate people don't get the one with the stripper pole?
That's correct. And by the way, going forward, all insurance companies, no more stripper poles.
No.
They will not underwrite any companies anymore. Just too many injuries and liabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No more. You won't find
everybody
stripper
poles. Everybody thinks
they're a pro. Yeah. That is the problem. People that are on the stripper pole should have been on the stripper pole.
I think that's almost always the case, don't you think?
Right.
Wow. What an incredible experience. What's coming up for you guys? Anything, more vehicles, planes? What are you going
to
do?
We're looking into some, a lot of people need to go to O'Hare in big groups. Mm. So we need, with a lot of luggage. That's the problem. We got our great vehicles, but they can't hold all those bags. And people have so many big bags now, 50, 40 pounds. It's amazing that you got to shove all of them and golf clubs. So we need to find a better vehicle and more luggage space to haul golf clubs and luggages now. So we'll be getting some more of those. And, you know, we got to deal with our proms. And hey, looking forward to this Brewer season. It's going to be fun. It's something that keeps us busy during the week now.
They're going to win this year, right?
They should.
Sounds good. George, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.